Are you looking to expand your brand this year? Want to make your business stand out above the rest? Well, there's no better way to grow than with your own podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a small business, or a massive company, you need a podcast in 2024. Podcast Plus is an easy and efficient way for you and your brand to join the podcast revolution. There's no better way to position your company as the go-to authority than with a podcast that showcases your industry knowledge, insights, and expertise. The studios at Podcast Plus are state-of-the-art with top-of-the-line production quality. And if you're just starting out, Podcast Plus offers professional script writing, editing magic, and can conceptualize your show, create your cover art, and get you ready to stream on all major platforms. We'll market your podcast as well, showcasing it on radio stations and digital streams across the country. Expand, enhance, and extend your company and brand and reach potential clients and customers 24/7. Find out more at podcast with a K, PLUS.com. That's podcast with a K, PLUS.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, off we go. It's the last podcast of 2023. Welcome to the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Here's your freaking podcast. Thanks for joining us, man. Stay up to date. If you're not caught up, head over to jlnkshow.com and you can get all the rest of the podcast and some other bonus material on there as well. What are we going to find out in the last podcast of the year? Well,
hey, you want to hear something wild?
Sure.
If every end of the year was the finishing of a season, this would be the eighth season finale of our podcast.
Holy smokes.
It's almost a fucking decade long.
Well, some folks get it all, some folks get none. A husband is being shared with 16 women, according to the wife. It's the best thing you can do to spice up your marriage. We also have a couple that can't get pregnant, so they go to the doctor. You know what the doctor said? No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at the most popular Pornhub searches for the year, and then we got some butt stuff that we'll wrap up the podcast with.
Oh, good, good.
Because we always enjoy the butt stuff. So we'll get to that. A community in Colorado is on high alert. Denver, Colorado. Neighbors in Denver in a suburb are looking for a man who is breaking into homes.
Okay.
And stealing panties. What do you say whenever you're in a stranger's house or a new friend's house? The first thing you do is go for the wife's panty drawer.
I do not. Don't you fucking put this on me.
I specifically remember you saying.
I don't say that.
I specifically remember you saying, isn't it fun when you can spend a night, an evening at a couple's house and excuse yourself to the bathroom and work your way through her panty drawer? I said, what? And you said, what?
No, I didn't say that. Hey, here's me in 6 months. Why doesn't everybody invite me over anymore? Like, word gets out.
You said, oh, man, the minute your trembling fingers hit those satin panties,
no,
you said,
well,
that's what makes a great night out, my friend, he says.
I mean, it's one of those untakeable risks. Like, yes, I could imagine hypothetically that would be a thrill,
mm-hmm.
but the penalties for being caught are mm-hmm. so severe.
With a handful of panties?
That don't belong to your wife?
Ah!
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear you coming down the hall. I was listening pretty closely, too.
Again, in theory, I understand the allure, but at the same time, fucking no thanks.
Here's, you don't want to say, you know, a lot of serial killers get like cool names. You know, you got the Boston Strangler, you got Richard Ramirez.
I'd rather get a ticket for masturbating in my van in a parking lot.
I wouldn't. Because then the whole community knows. If you're a panty thief at a buddy's house, the only people they're going to know is the four of you.
I think word's going to get out.
The Park Hill panty thief is on the loose.
Oh, man.
Police are now searching for the suspect. One woman says she caught the robber or the rubber.
Was he going for clean panties or was he headed for the hamper?
Well, he caught her in her house, grabbed a knife and approached him. She says, he shoved my roommate against the wall. My roommate stabbed him twice.
Okay, so he's bleeding now.
Yeah. Okay, then this takes a turn for the real fucking weird. He had something in his mouth.
I bet you money it was fucking panties.
It was a sex toy.
Oh.
It says, But it was a case of, I'm not so sure he knew what it was. The witness says,
hey, if he's stealing panties, he knew exactly what it was.
The witness says the prowler ran when she called police. However, she says the same guy came back 3 weeks later and was captured on video. The second time the woman recalls says, I was looking through my drawers. I noticed all of my underwear had gone missing. She said, oh. She said to my husband, oh, Warren must have stopped by.
No, no.
There was no clean underwear in my drawer where I usually kept it. The police department there in Denver thinks the thief could be linked to other break-ins and asked anybody who might have information to contact them.
Hey.
Wow, you fucking perverts, man.
Dude.
You never cease to amaze me.
The fact that he got stabbed twice and he came back, he's like, those panties were so good, I've got to make a return trip. It's a honey hole.
Some guys get so much and some guys get, you know, jack shit for Christmas or any other time of the year. A woman says her sex life is way hotter now after she's decided to share her husband. Mm. She's opened up her marriage by letting her husband sleep with other women. Wow, what a gift. That's way better than a bow on a Lexus.
Hey, that would be a Lexus December to Remember event right there.
Uh-huh. I have shared.
She's like, Jason, go ahead. What if she does that because she knows you're going to strike out?
I'm like, oh, this is a trick.
She's like, yeah, go for it. Yeah. She's like, he's not going to get any.
Yeah, and then I'm going to laugh at him.
Old panty thief.
She says, I have shared my husband with 16 people so far this year.
Whoa. Can you imagine how happy that guy is?
I don't know. He plays it cool. If you told me 12 months ago that I was going to be sharing my husband with multiple women, I would not have believed it, she says. She didn't disclose how long she's been married, but she did say she always joins her husband in the bedroom when other women are present.
Hey, that's an average of a new woman for him every 3 weeks and 2 days all year long. What, are you impressed I did the math?
I saw you banging it out on your phone.
3.25 weeks, bam, threesome with a new person.
Good job.
you put 62 into 52.
The funny thing about it, she says, I am the one who is obsessed now. My husband always thinks it's cool or whatever. I'm sure,
yeah.
Believe me, he thinks it's fucking great. He's just playing it cool because if you sense excitement, like too much excitement, you're going to shut this shit down. So he's got to play it cool.
He can't be more excited to sleep with other women than he is to sleep with her.
Right. She says
the fact that she's there, you're like, you're going to watch us do the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
You know, you're going to be like, you know.
She says.
Chance to bust out anything new, maybe take things for a walk?
I'm pretty sure I enjoy the girls more than my husband does. Oh, that's doubtful.
No.
He comes along for the ride, she says. No, see, he's doing it right. He's playing this cool. He's playing it slow and low.
Give him the Academy Award because you or I, most of us, would not be able to contain our enthusiasm.
She says, I've shared my husband with 16 people so far this year. She admitted that she and her husband often record their experiences so they can later reminisce about it. Reminisce.
Hey, remember that time?
Right.
We fucked that lady.
We've had ones we haven't filmed because it's just us and our element, but we tape most of them, which is really cool because we get to share that and then we can watch it over and over again.
Hey, do you ever get the feeling that people like this are just making it up?
It's almost like I need to know that they're making this up. Just fucking lie to me, Jerry. I don't care. Just tell me you're making it up. She's like, no, this is our thing. This is what gets us off.
She doesn't even have a husband. She just writes erotic literature, and this is what she's written.
Oh, I don't want to ruin anything, but she's a fucking smoke show, too. She has no plans to stop inviting other people into their bedroom, saying that she's always on the prowl for other women to join her and her husband.
Hey, could you imagine, as a guy, how well-behaved and focused you'd be knowing that you've got to walk this tightrope? And whatever you're doing now, keep doing it. Because you don't want to do anything that's going to cause any kind of disturbance.
You don't want to spook the deer in the woods.
I'm going to be a high performer at work. I'm going to be clean. I'm going to be well-dressed.
The part that stinks about this is now other women are chiming in on her video. Several women chimed in and said that, well, they haven't looked back since they opened their marriages, too. My partner is so chill about it, and I'm obsessed, says one woman. Pretty much crave it. I thought I was the only one. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Same girl started dabbling in that world, and it's fire. And then a dude says, this is fascinating. A decade ago, I would have been quite single-minded in my opposition of this idea, but these days, I'm married to a porn star, this dude says. Love and sex are not the same. It took a ruined relationship with a narcissist to show me that. So basically, just go out there and have yourself a great time.
Oh, fuck you all. I crave it. I'm addicted to it. I look forward to it more than he does. I doubt it.
All right. Again, some get all, some get none. For years, a couple has been trying to get pregnant. They fail and they fail and they fail again. But what a fun thing to fail at, right? And then they went to the doctor, the fertility doctor, and they said, hey, we just can't seem to, it's not happening. Apparently, the woman was still a virgin.
Well, I see your problem.
She admitted that sex with her husband was usually painful for her.
And now I really see what the problem is.
Their failure to conceive is because it was butt stuff.
This is the second story in as many months where people like are so poorly sexually educated, or one guy is so convincing.
Hey, that's exactly it. He's like, no, this is it.
I assure you, we better keep trying.
Yep. The doctor gave them a sex ed book and some guidelines to follow. So hopefully within the next couple of months, they'll be announcing that.
Guidelines. For starters, try the vagina.
Right. Is that it? Yeah, that's pretty much about it.
The guy's like, this is terrible. He's like, I can take it or leave it. It's not very thrilling.
He doesn't want to have sex anymore.
Well, we're still not pregnant because he won't do it.
Most popular porn searches for the year that was 2023, according to the Pornhub. Year in review, here we go. This year's top trend. What? This year's top trend on Pornhub was mature porn. The MILF category is now the fifth most viewed category around the world.
Back in the day, though, I mean, MILF was the only term or like genre we knew about.
Well, mature searches are up 70%. It's now the seventh most viewed category overall and the second most popular for men. Size was also on people's mind this year. Searches for big, bigger, and biggest.
Hey, biggest mature. Show me a big mature.
It increased 177% worldwide. Searches for massive were up 91%. One of the top trending searches for the year was Android. Saw a 1,600% increase, while searches for robot are up 304%.
Oh, this is AI's fault, isn't it?
Probably. Uniforms are sexy. Searches for uniforms increased 243%. Soldier.
Nice.
Searches were up 332%. Country that uses the most Pornhub?
It's got to be the USA.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Followed distantly by the Philippines, then France, Mexico, and the UK. What's the matter with all these other folks? They don't like filth on the internet?
They don't know how good we have it over here.
The report also looked at some state-by-state differences in viewing habits. The top search in the state of Washington is sensual sex.
Ooh.
In Virginia, their top search? Smoking.
Like cigarettes?
Yeah! Florida searched.
Hey, that's all good and stuff, but what if I added lit cigarettes to the mix?
Mm-hmm. Florida, it was fantasy. Minnesota was tickling. Mm-hmm. Wyoming was goth. As for the rest of the states, there's a pretty good chance that mature or MILF was number one wherever else you're at.
Mature. Weird.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about mature, and you have to remember this, is, you know, at one point in time, mature was disgusting. You're like, ooh, gross.
Now it's just people my own age.
Exactly. That's the worst part. You're like, oh, that looks like my neighbor.
Hey, I want people that look like right. me.
That looks like every woman in the cul-de-sac. All right. We'll wrap the year up on a couple of butt notes. A couple more butt notes. An ER center had to be cleared when it was learned that an 88... Make a note of this, man. Make a note of this age. 88-year-old man. He's almost goddamn near 90 years old. Guy goes into the ER in France because he has a bombshell in his butt.
I'm sorry, he was how old?
88.
Had it been there long, like since the Great War?
It's a World War I bomb. Here's the worst part. Why they got to clean out? Where they got to clear out the ER? Because it was a live bomb.
Bomb so experts, you bring in surgeons or bomb squad people?
Bomb squad people on the scene found that there was. They said there was very little concern for an explosion. I disagree with that because I think if you have a live bomb, there's a lot of concern. That's the good news. The bad news is because of the way that the shell was lodged in the man's ass, getting it out the way it went in was impossible.
What does that mean?
Holy shit. So they had.
Is it like one of those classic bomb shapes with like fins on the back?
I don't know. They had to remove it. The 7-inch long bombshell, 7 inches long, 2 inches wide, through his abdomen. They had to go in the front side to pull it out.
Well, Grandpa, is this how you got your jollies?
Whoa, my God.
Hey, 7 inches by 2 inches. Good for him. What a champ.
And we'll wrap on this. The leaked amateur video is making the rounds, showing an unnamed congressional staff member getting it in the fanny from another unidentified man in a hearing room in the U.S. Senate.
Hot.
A Senate office staffer reportedly was shooting gay porn videos in Senate building.
That's a whole new genre we hadn't even thought about yet.
Source identified the room that the two men were fucking in as Senate Room Hart 216, also known as the Judiciary Room.
No. I'm going to guess somebody's losing their job.
You're supposed to insert the joke here. Well, I mean, the politicians have been doing it to us for years, and about time we got to do it to a politician. So there you go. I can think of a more appropriate way to wrap up, you know, the year in review that was 2023.
Right there.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. It's been a great year for the podcast. And again, we'll continue right after the first of the year. You'll get your first. Here's your freaking podcast of 2024 on the first Tuesday, which I believe is the 2nd, January 2nd.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. We'll see you there. Again, stay up to date. JLNKShow.com. We'll see you in January.
Podcasts by Federated Media.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money.